Well, it's a form of barter, she said. What do you... He started to laugh. What do you give back?
I give of myself.
Now he laughed out loud. To who? To the driver of the truck, who probably had to make good...
The Coca-Cola company is a capitalist monopoly. No one else can make Coke but them, like the phone company does when you want to phone someone. They're all capitalist monopolies. Do you know, her dark eyes flashed, that the formula for Coca-Cola is a carefully guarded secret handed down through the ages, known only to a few persons all in the same family, and when the last of them dies that's memorized the formula, there will be no more Coke. So there's a backup written formula in a safe somewhere, she added meditatively. I wonder where. She ruminated to herself, her eyes flickering.
You and your ripoff friends will never find the Coca-Cola formula, not in a million years.
Who the fuck wants to manufacture Coke anyhow when you can rip it off their trucks? They got a lot of trucks. I mean, you see them driving constantly, real slow. I tailgate them every chance I get. Makes them mad.
She smiled, a secret, cunning, lovely little impish smile at him, as if trying to beguile him into her strange reality, where she tailgated and tailgated a slow truck and got madder and madder and more impatient, and then, when it pulled off, instead of shooting on by like other drivers would, she pulled off too, and stole everything the truck had on it. Not so much because she was a thief, or even for revenge, but because by the time it finally pulled off, she had looked at the crates of Coke so long that she had figured out what she could do with all of them. Her impatience had returned to ingenuity. She had loaded her car, not the MG, but the larger Camaro she had been driving then before she had totaled it, with crates and crates of Coke, and then for a month, she and all her jerk friends had drunk all the free Coke they wanted to. And then after that, she had turned the empties back in at different stores for the deposits.
What did you do with the bottle caps? He once asked her.
Did you wrap them in muslin and store them away in your cedar chest?
I threw them away, Donna said glumly.
There's nothing you can do with Coke bottle caps. There's no contests or anything anymore. Now she disappeared into the other room, returned presently with several polyethylene bags.
You want to count these? She inquired.
There's 1,000 for sure. I weighed them on my gram scale before I paid for them.
It's okay, he said.
He accepted the bags and she accepted the money and he thought, Donna, once more I could send you up, but I probably never will, no matter what you do, even if you do it to me. Because there is something wonderful and full of life about you and sweet, and I would never destroy it. I don't understand it, but there it is.
Could I have 10? She asked.
Oh, 10? 10 tabs back? Sure. He opened one of the bags. It was hard to untie, but he had the skill, and counted her out precisely 10, and then 10 for himself. And retied the bag, and then carried all the bags to his coat in the closet.